Welcome to the Fabulous by Design podcast. I'm your host, Ivana Ivanik. This show inspires and empowers you to take the next step towards a life you can't stop thinking about. I am bringing in people from all over the world with authentic and inspiring stories. People who change their lives from good to better, from miserable to great, turn tragedy into hope, and start living their dream life on own terms. Grab your favorite note-taking device, lean back, and get inspired. I believe that everything you need to create a life of your dreams is already within you. Welcome to another episode of the Fabulous by Design podcast with another fabulous soul today, Luis Olivas. He is a fitness coach and he helps dads drop fat, get stronger without living in the gym. Hello, Luis. I'm so excited to finally have this opportunity to talk to you. We had to postpone our conversation for multiple times due to many, many reasons. However, happy to have you on finally. Would you like to introduce yourself shortly and perhaps you tell me what it is, the story behind that one picture we recently spoke about that you have made in your early 20s on the beach right then?
Yeah, for sure. So first off, thank you for having me. I've been looking forward to this for, like you said, months since we've been trying to do this. So I'm glad we finally got to make it happen. So again, thank you for having me. And so like you said, my name is Luis Olivas. I'm a online fat loss coach for dads specifically. And that picture that you're referring to, that's a picture of me when I was 17. So I had just graduated high school and it was just a picture of me on the beach, like just hanging out. But that picture, the reason why I share it is because that was like my physique for most of my life up until like my early 20s, like just very skinny, very self-conscious about my body image. And not, I guess not in the typical way of, you know, people that are overweight maybe, and they don't like how they look in the mirror because of, you know, that reason. I feel like it's the same thing, just on the opposite side of the spectrum, basically, like just skin and bones, basically. And as a young boy, like a teenager, and then going into like a man, that really affected like my self-esteem and my self-confidence, looking like that and being like that for most of my life. And I told you, like, I never really had a problem socially. Like, I always had friends and, you know, I socialized well, I had a lot of friends, all these good things. Nothing was really bad where I was just secluded or anything like that. But my internal dialogue, my self-esteem and my self-confidence was just very, very low on the inside. And it didn't really necessarily present itself on the outside, but how I felt inside was just very, very bad, like about myself in that way.
I can relate to your story, Luis, because I've been through a similar story. I just don't want to go too much into depth, but the outside, indeed, nobody would have ever probably said that you had any issues. You had friends, you've been playing soccer, right? As far as I know, you had a girlfriend at the time. So it was like the, you know, the boy living his life, just graduated, everything is fine. And I can also assume that having body image issues is more, and I'm just saying this now very bold, more of a girl thing, right? That it's not so often seen that men or young boys are struggling with the same thing, right? And you've been probably very busy covering that up. So nobody knows what's going on internally. What was the catalyst, or what was the moment where you said, like, you know what, I am fed up with this? And how did you go about it?
Good question. So this is funny because this is a common theme in my life, but there's something I want to do, like I will do it, but I will do it and fail and quit and give up on it like four or five times before it actually sticks. And so this is no different. Like there was, for three summers that I was in high school, I told myself like, this is the summer that like, I'm going to work out. Like I'm going to do pushups every day. I'm going to do pull-ups. I'm going to do sit-ups. Like I'm going to like, I want some muscle. Like I want to get stronger, you know? And every summer I did it for like a week and then I just dropped off and failed. So it lasted that long in high school. So I had been, like I said, wanting to change. I just couldn't, like, it was never like that bad of a pain point, I guess, for me to actually stick with it. Or I just didn't know like what I had to do. I was just kind of winging it, and that maybe probably contributed to it. And then even after, like, so the picture was when I was 17, I had tried again, like for 3 years. to go to the gym, just like try to lift weights, try to get stronger and everything. And same thing, like I would stop after like a month or 2 weeks or whatever. So it's very inconsistent, right? But I still wanted to do it. Like I just couldn't figure out how to. So finally, this happened when I was 20. I had finally got off of the night shift at the job that I was working at, and so I had my like daytime back yet. So I joined a CrossFit gym, and I got a coach like to help me like one on one, and he was awesome. Like he was like a little bit older than me. He might have been like 28 or something like that. But we just clicked. Like he loved soccer too. He was like a track guy, and so he was really skinny too, but he had muscle. Like he looked like he lifted weights, and so like he was what I wanted to look like. And like I said, we just clicked, and he helped me a lot. So having him, his name was Nick, having Nick like work with me one on one, and it wasn't anything where like he didn't charge me like as a personal trainer or anything like that. He just said like, hey, I teach the 6 a.m. class, so if you come in at 5 a.m., we can work out together, and I'll show you everything I know. And so all I had to do was just show up earlier than everybody else, and I could get his guidance basically. And so he was very cool to do that. And so we did that for like a couple months maybe. And I started finally seeing some results. Like he got me to stick with it, like taught me a lot. And then I ended up joining a powerlifting class at the same gym. And the same thing, we would meet up early, and it was a group of guys and girls. And that was it. Like that's what we did. We just woke up super early and lifted weights. And that's what made it stick finally. And then, here we are, whatever, 10 years later, 11 years later now. And like, this is my job, basically.
Yeah, I get that. So all you needed to do is to show up. And what do you think in the end made you stick to your goals? Was it clarity? Was it having a goal? Was it having a plan? Do you have now a clear picture on what it was and what it needed in order to stick to what you really badly wanted? Because obviously you were not feeling well in your own skin. You said that you were wearing like long sleeves and covering it up. Like you've been busy being somebody who were not. So what was it that you needed now in retrospect?
If I think about it, it was really just like a perfect storm. Like I had the ability to like get up and go early at that time to the gym, because I really didn't have any other option, because the gym had like limited hours, and I was at work. I was still working at the time, and we were working like 6 days a week, 8+ hours or whatever. But that time frame between like 5 and 7 a.m. like that was right before I had to go to work, so like that was the only time, right? So it kind of came to the point where like, this is what I want, this is the only time I can make it happen. And then it forced me to do that basically. And then again, like I saw, I think like you said, like having I've always been in sports, right? So like I don't have a problem like showing up for other people. Just this sounds kind of bad, or at least at the time it wasn't. Like I could do anything for anybody else. Like you're like on my team, or like we're friends or whatever. Like I will do whatever. And so having Nick, he became my friend, and he offered to work out with me super early. I'm like, oh, that's a no-brainer. Like yeah, I could wake up at 4 in the morning because I'm gonna go hang out with Nick. We're gonna go like do It felt like going to sports practice early in the morning, right?
A little bit of a team spirit, right? Like a belonging,
Exactly.
someone waiting you. You've got an appointment. You're freaking not gonna disappoint Nick, do you?
No, exactly. And so that was a big part of it. And then even when I got into the powerlifting class too, the same thing. There wasn't that many of us, and like I said, it was guys and girls, and it was like a team. Like we were like a little team. We didn't compete or anything like that necessarily, but we all kept each other accountable. Like, hey, you're gonna be here tomorrow morning. We're gonna lift weight, this, that, and the other. And so it was like really that. Like it was that team like aspect, or like that accountability of somebody, and then it being like the only time I can make it happen. And it kind of, like I said, it was a perfect storm. And yeah, I just did that enough until once I started seeing like results. Like I seen the changes in my body, like the weight on the scale was going up, and I wasn't getting fatter, like I was getting muscle. And I was like, oh yeah, like this it that was it. After that, like it was just like, yeah, this is what I do. Because I had always been active my whole life, so it wasn't like I was lazy and didn't want to, like struggled with that mental block. It was just, yeah, once I got into the routine, like we talked about, or like it became a habit, but like that's it. Like that's it.
That says you were sold and you are sold on denial. What did that do to your confidence or to your self-expression, basically?
Oh man, I talk about this a lot, and I think the importance of the first compliment that anybody's doing anything, whatever you're trying to do, it could be fitness wise or business, whatever, something. The first compliment you get from somebody that they recognize what you're doing, or they see an improvement in you for doing. So I remember one time I was at a party, and I had already been going to the gym and like lifting and everything like pretty seriously for like maybe 6 months. And one of my friends, she goes, "Oh man, like what have you been doing? Like you have traps now. Like you have shoulder." Like I was wearing a tank top. So there you go. How about that? Like I never wore tank tops, and I was wearing a tank top. And she pats me on the shoulder, and she's like, "Man, you look like you've been like lifting weights." It's like, just kind of like a little compliment like that in front of like a group of people. And man, like I still remember it. Like it was nothing. Like I don't talk to that person anymore. I don't hang out with any of those people anymore. But I still remember that first compliment from somebody that wasn't my mom, that wasn't my brother, like that wasn't anybody that had to give me some type of compliment. Like it was just some girl that I knew that like we hung out together, we were friends, and she gave me that compliment. And that was like a big, like that was a big thing, is getting like that first compliment, because then that was like made it click. Like, yeah, like you're doing something, like keep doing it, keep doing it, keep doing it. And so, yeah, like I said, that changed right there, was like getting the first compliment. And then I started to realize, like, okay, like, yeah, like I feel good now. Like I don't feel like I still felt like weak and like skinny and stuff like that, but I didn't feel as bad as when I did nothing, if that makes sense.
It
So like
does, yeah.
I like if like it was like my self-confidence and my self-esteem was like growing, like my internal like dialogue about my body was like, it was getting better, more positive. It wasn't like OMG, like I look like Arnold Schwarzenegger, like nobody could mess with me type of thing, but I felt way better than before I had started doing anything.
Yeah, I think once you start taking care of yourself or moving in the direction where you want to go, I think seeing results immediately is visual thinking because some things just take long. And I can imagine that you, as a skinny person, and just that was your physique, that gaining muscles is a hell of a job, right? It takes commitment and you need to go there, you need to be there, you need to continue. But very quickly, the shift starts internally. And when we realize that how good you feel about yourself, how no matter, even if the muscles are not so big yet, you still have the opportunity to express yourself differently. And then I think it gets a little ripple effect, right? Because then suddenly we experience that whatever we do, it has suddenly an effect on or every other area in our life because we just developed a habit, we developed a routine, and whatever next habit we need to develop, it just gets so much easier to get into the short discomfort of having to produce something new, having to get up earlier. And what was that for you at that time? Where did you spread the sparks in other areas of life? What became easier, better after you started working out?
Man, so like I talked about, like I got more self-esteem and I got more confidence. So I wasn't as shy, because I had gone through a period where, when I had talked about, I was working the night shift at my job, and I remember that like we would have the female employees come in, like they would come. I worked at a grocery store, and so the girls that worked in the service deli, where like they cut the meats and make sandwiches and stuff like that, they would come in the more like halfway through our shift at night. And I remember just being like so shy, and like I didn't even want to talk to them. Like I would always have my head down and things like that. And once I started working out, like that started to go away. Like I wasn't afraid to like walk around, like make eye contact with people, have my like shoulders back and down, like chest up. So like I said, I never have problems socially with people that I knew, but to talk to this bank teller, or to say like, "Hey, you messed up my order like at this restaurant," like I would never do that, and that just disappeared like that. And it made me a better better manager too, because I was a manager at the time, believe it or not. So think about it like this. Like I was telling you, like I would felt so shitty inside and very timid and shy and things, but I was a manager at a grocery store, right? So like, how does that make sense? And it just made like that so much easier, because then I could tell like my employees, like, hey, I need you to do this. And like if a customer came at me like sideways, like I wasn't just sitting there taking it, like I could stand up for myself and tell them, like, hey, okay, like I understand your problem, but we need to dial this back a little bit, because we're gonna talk. I'm not gonna let you like walk all over me, basically. So I would say that was the biggest thing that it had for me, was just being more confident and able to carry myself a little bit more powerfully, I guess, if you will say. Because yeah, like I never had a problem with discipline or anything like that. Like I've always been pretty disciplined about, you know, waking up early and going to practice. But for me now, it was going to the gym and so things like that. But it was really just that made a big difference. It's just the way I carried myself, basically.
And I can imagine as well that the next effect would be that it led more to more success, to more empowerment, making your own decisions for yourself. When did you the first time explore the opportunity or realize like, oh my God, the stuff that I'm doing in the gym is so damn good and I wanna do what Nick did for me, basically.
That's a good question, because that's what I was going to tell you right now. It is like, so I had been working out since 2013, and then at the end of 2015, I was what was that, like 2 years? 2 years, almost 3 years. Like I had gotten into working out, like I was obsessed. Like I worked out every day. Like I started learning about nutrition, all these things over the past couple of years. I made friends at the gym, all this stuff. And then when new people would come in the gym, like I would just help them. Like that's just what I would do. Like, hey, like why don't you try fixing this, or let me show you how to do this. This is how I learned, blah blah blah, right? Because like it just seemed like a natural thing. Like you see somebody doing something like incorrectly, or that could probably use a little bit of help, like you used help, so you just want to pass that on to them. I think we naturally want to serve in that way, like as humans, basically. So I recognize that in myself. I'm like, oh man, like I like coaching people, right? Like on the movements and on their technique and stuff like that. So at the end of 2015, it was right before the holiday rush was coming in at the grocery store. I don't know how it is over there, but like the grocery stores in America, like the shit's wild. Like from November all the way until like the end of December, like it is just nuts, like chaos, like you cannot
Holiday
believe.
season, yeah.
Yeah,
Thanksgiving, Christmas. Oh my goodness. Yeah, I
just
agree.
like it is, just like it is in retail. Like if you ever had like a retail job, it's the same thing. And so I remember standing there, and I was already getting burned out too, because like I said, we were working 6 days a week. We were putting in crazy hours. And then this is like a side note, but like I wasn't really living the best in terms of like what I was doing outside of work in the gym. So like I would go to work every day, no problem. Like I said, no discipline. I would start my morning in the gym, so everything was really good. And then I would get off work, and then me and my friends, we would go out and we would just party like so hard until like, 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning. And then what I would do, this crazy person, is I would take my clothes with me if I knew I wasn't going to come home in time, and I would go to the parking lot of the gym and I would sleep for a couple hours until the gym opened, and then I would wake up and do my workout, all this stuff, right? So like I said, I was doing everything great like the first half of my day, but then I was, not living great like on the outside of it. And that started to catch up with me like mentally. Like I didn't like going to work anymore. Like I felt burned out. And looking back on it now, it was because I was just like not resting. Like I wasn't sleeping. I wasn't taking care of myself like mentally. Like I was just like kind of doing this like weird escapism thing with the partying and stuff. And so yeah, that was going on at the same time, and that I was getting burned out. So I at the end of 2015, right before the holidays, like I seen all these holiday package pallets coming in of all this stuff, and I was just like, I don't want to do this anymore. Like this was about to be like this was my 5th year doing it. And I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. I was like, so I quit. Like I went home that night. This is crazy. Like I went home that night. I went out with one of my friends. We freaking went out to the bar, like hung out until like 2 in the morning. And then I went home and I wrote a resignation letter. And the next morning I went to work and I turned it in. And I was like, I told my manager, I was like, yeah, here, like I'm not doing this anymore. And so I went home that day and I told my parents, like, hey, like I don't know, like I just quit my job. Like I don't know what I'm gonna do. I was like, I have a bunch of money saved up because I was working a lot. And I wanted to buy a house. That was my goal. I was saving up toward a down payment on a house. And I was like, I have this money saved up. And I was like, can I keep living here for I don't know when, how long? And they're like, yeah, that's fine. Whatever you want. Like they'll do it for me. So I was like, cool. And then, so the reason that happened and I was able to do that was because I had started falling in love with coaching people, was because, and before that, it's because I had done all this internal work on myself as far as like my self-esteem, my self-confidence and my body, everything was just improving. Again, still doing all that bad stuff at night, but everything was moving in a positive direction. And I never would have felt like I could do anything like that if I would have just never started working on myself, basically. If I would have never got the result for myself, and I would have never had the confidence to think I could even give this to other people. And I didn't know about it either. And there's a whole world of people out there that don't know how bad they feel because they don't know what it's like to feel good.
Ooh, that's powerful. Yeah, that's good. Indeed. Yeah, if you haven't experienced it and you think that this is it, then you have to settle for it in whatever situation you are in. This is a mental state or in a physical state that lots of people say, yeah, this is me. This is how my life is going to be. Simply not knowing what's out there, indeed. So would you say that with starting training with Nick and getting into this discipline and still even though, and I can't imagine this, Louis, going out at night, probably consuming alcohol. This is what
So
young
much.
people do.
So
And
much.
still getting in the car, having probably 2, 3 hours of sleep, going to the gym and to work. This is something I cannot imagine or I wouldn't be able to do. So shout out to your body. What a strong thing this is.
And I just want to say too, like, I would never do that nowadays. Like, I don't even really drink anymore, like, nowadays. But yeah, back then, like I said, that was just how I was living. I just, like I said, I never had a discipline problem, but it was more just about, and I'm like kind of an obsessive person, so like I don't really like it doesn't, you know, I don't really come up with a lot of excuses for things. Like if I want to do something, I'm gonna do it. So like if I want to go out and party, like I'm still gonna go to the gym. Like that's just a non-negotiable type of thing. Like again, like I said, I would never do that nowadays. Like I can't, I probably wouldn't even be able to get out of bed either if I tried doing something like that. Or if I did, I would feel horrible and it's just not worth it to me at this point. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. I get that. But I can't imagine that the escape you've been looking for was there for a reason. So, would you say that you have found some sort of purpose or more meaning in helping people go on their fitness journey? And that maybe this part also let go of, having to go out at night, having to, party and find fulfillment either in alcohol or external validation or just, not wanting to feel life, basically.
You know, I did that whole life, even after I quit working at the grocery store. Like I still struggled with, you know, I ended up getting a job at a gym and I started coaching people, just, you know, teaching classes and stuff. And I would still slip every once in a while. Like it'd be a Friday night and I'd be like, you know, let's go out, like let's go rage, like all this stuff, right? And so it became less and less. It was like a progression. Like first it was every night, then it was like, hey, you know what? Like I only do this on weekends. And then it was like, hey, maybe like only one day out of the week. And then, you know, it eventually turned into like, that's just not me. Like I don't want to live like that anymore. But the whole time, yeah, like you said, I was coaching people and I was helping them. But and then I think this was the hard part for me to let go of like living that life was that like it didn't affect me really at all. As far as like, it's not like, oh man, like I went out last night, so I missed my workout, I missed my job. Like I did it didn't affect me like that. So I couldn't fathom telling people like, hey, you should not be going out, you should not be doing this, you should not be doing that, because I was doing it and I was making it happen. Like it's not my fault you're not disciplined. You know what I'm saying? Like that's how I felt. That's how I felt. Like it doesn't. Like I never got out of shape like this whole time I was going through this. Like I was still in shape, probably not the best, as good a shape as I'm in now or had gotten to eventually, but it didn't, like to me, it didn't matter. And so as far as like going into like purpose and everything like that, like I think I've been doing this, like I did a lot of reflecting last year. You know, like I had a daughter. And so like it feels weird to say, but like as soon as I found out that we were gonna have a daughter, like my brain just like totally like rewired. Like I talked about earlier, like I'm kind of like an obsessive person about like sometimes it's not for good things, but if I can get it to go into the right direction, like it's crazy. And so this is one thing that like my brain like rewired to like, hey, like you're gonna have a daughter, dude. Like, do you think like your daughter needs to see you like going out every night, like, I don't want to be that father, you know? And so now, like, I take that into my coaching when I'm what do you call it? Like, I have more purpose because, like, I've done like so much crazy stuff before, like in the past, and there's been times where, we've been in very like bad situations, like bad bar fights, or like we're probably, driving like home and we probably shouldn't be driving, like these types of things. Or you wake up, like I've just woken up like in places and not knowing how I've gotten there type of thing, right? So like it's really like it's been crazy, right? And so I started thinking about this last year, like a lot of reflecting. I'm like, man, like if I would have like zigged one way instead of zagged, like I could be dead right now. Like I couldn't even be here. And I really think that. And so now, like I feel like my purpose is like, okay, like you live that crazy life for like, 8 years or so, and you're here now. And it's got to be for a reason. Like it can't just be for nothing, right? Like I don't want to waste like this. I feel like I have this second opportunity at life now, and I don't want to waste it. Not by and not by just saying like, oh yeah, like I don't do that anymore. No, but like no, it's got to be more than that. Like now it's like, hey, like you have a daughter, like you have to be like the best freaking father ever. Like you have a wife, like you have a wife, you have a whole family. You have all these clients, like you need to serve like these people. Like that's your purpose now. That's my purpose now, is just to serve. That's all I think about, is just serving
On a
all
higher
freaking day.
level than you've ever been. And this
Ne
comes with responsibility. And then I can imagine that then discovering that letting go of that one part of the lifestyle that no longer served you came easier. Where before that, it was just a bit of a, okay, there's no reason why I should stop that because it literally. Well, it doesn't do any harm, nor does it do any good. So being in this neutral
Yeah.
state is always the worst, if I may say that.
Yeah. And so like it's just been, like I said, this past year, that's really like, again, like I feel like I've tapped into like a higher level, and it's only made me like a better person. And I've just been thinking about it. This is like the first time I've like ever verbalized it, but like that's what I've been thinking about, is like that is my purpose now, is like just to serve in
I
every way.
appreciate you sharing this story here and being vulnerable and also showcasing that it's not always like a straight line to success, but there are zigzags, as you say, and they are pretty much human. And dear listener, if you think that somebody would benefit from this conversation and from Louis' story, please feel free, share it. Don't keep this a secret. Let us know in the comments whether you liked it. Reach out if you have questions because this is not a one-way conversation. We are not here to talk to you. We want you to talk back. Whatever your comment is, let us know. We are excited to hear from you. And I would like to round this conversation up and ask you my most and favorite question, Louis. What do people misunderstand the most about you?
About me?
Yeah.
What do people miss of it? If I had to say, people probably think, and I don't know, maybe they don't think this, but I think they do, is they think that I'm like perfect, maybe. Like people, like they think that since like I'm the fitness guy, like that I don't eat pizza, or like I don't, go out and party, which that I don't do anymore for different reasons. But yeah, like that I kind of live like this like robot life basically. And I think that people feel that about like a lot of like trainers and coaches probably, or whoever, that they see like in a position, like they think that they have it all figured out, and like that's just not true. And it is kind of tough because on with social media now, like we only post like our highlights, like nobody's posting their bloopers. Like on the regular, if they do, it's after they've gone past it, not while they're in it type of thing, if that makes sense, like their vulnerabilities and stuff. So I think that might be it. I don't know, that people think that I'm some type of like perfect man, and I'm definitely not. I'm nowhere near one where I want to be financially. I'm nowhere no near where I want to be physically. Like I'm nowhere near where I want to be like in any part of my life. And I'm just going along with it like everybody else.
I like you are saying this because yes, it gets a picture perfect impression, but I think this is what I would like to see as inspiration because if I see you making push-ups every day on your stories, I'm like, Jesus, he just got a baby. He probably didn't sleep all night with his wife, but yet this guy gets up and he makes his push-ups. And then I see myself and being like, yeah, Ivana, you had a hell of a night of 9 hours. You just might not be in the mood, or you think that, I don't know, something aches, whatever. Just go and do your push-ups, honey. And I think this gives you a little bit of a picture of perfection, but I think it is inspiration. And I totally agree. Humanity needs pizza. And if someone agrees with that, it's me, because I love pizza. And also fitness coaches need pizza.
Yeah, and
Yeah.
I think what you said too is like that's part of the reason like why I share that stuff. Like it's not to show you like, oh, look at me, like I'm fucking killing it type of thing. Like it's really just if I could evoke that out of you, because I look at people that I look up to in the fitness space or in business or wherever, and I see what they're doing on their story. I'm like, oh man, like if they're doing it, I feel the same way. Like if they're doing it, like I gotta step it up type of thing. And so like that's what motivates me. So like I think if you know that could motivate you or whoever views it or makes them feel some type of way, like if it doesn't evoke something out of you, then like I'm sorry, but like I want it to evoke po something positive, like a positive change from you in any type of way.
Absolutely. Thank you for that. And for you that's out there, everything you need to know about Louis, all links and how to connect with him, you will find in the show notes. Don't hesitate to do it now. Like, you know, tomorrow is already too late. And if your soul screams now for a change, your time is now. And Louis, thank you so much for being here and for sharing your story. I appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you for letting me share it. Like I said, I never really talked about that like in public, but I appreciate it. It felt good.
Yeah, high of value.